This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How about that winter storm? Whoa! What's up with that bad boy? Man, it is... They said something like 70% of the nation is wrapped in cold right now. Global cooling, I suspect. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We had a rousing earlier part of the broadcast. I hope you check it out at KJRadio.com. Download it. Get it to friends. We talked about the rich tax evaders of D.C., a new television show sponsored by the Yarbrough fan, Joe Yarbrough and Mika Brzezinski, tax evaders. We talked about Barack Obama's security record. Yeah, not so good. We talked about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I just call her Ocasio-Cortez. We got to shorten it to just AOC. You down with AOC? Oh, you know me. I'm down with AOC. Yeah. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's supposed to be the big deal now for the Democrats. I happen to think that they're trying to fool somebody. They ain't fooling me. They don't like her. They don't like her. But anyway, this winter storm. Winter storm engulfing the nation, canceling flights. Oh, I thought TSA was going to do it. I thought that if the president didn't open the government, the TSA was going to shut down. Well, you know what it did? You know what it turns out? Old man winter. Old man winter. The white dude dropping the white stuff on people. Oh, take that, Black Lives Matter. Old man winter, he's a mean-spirited racist. He knows black people don't like the cold. He'll keep you inside. Oh, man. No wonder I don't have a national radio show, right? I mean, it's national, but we spread the word ourselves. But that's why they don't want me to be on, you know, like the broadcast news. I don't know, because they feel like I'm too controversial. I might say something that'll offend the sponsors. See, that's why my friend Dan Bongino, Dan doing a one-hour podcast, making over $1 million a year with a one-hour podcast. This dude is living the dream. I get up, I do a three-hour show. It goes to podcast as well. And we are making a diamond. Right? Dan looked at me when I told him that. Went, Kev. Here's what he told me. Dan goes, Kev, call me. It was so funny. Dan's like looking at me like, man, seriously, call me. I gotta help you, bro. Oh, man. Put in a call to Dan, say, hey, man, we'll make it happen, brother. We'll make it happen. Old man winner. See, and what I love about podcast is I don't have to give a crap. We keep this show PG-13, and I'll tell you mostly why. Because one of my first big station was Salem down in Florida, where Joe Weaver and Barb Yoder took a chance on my show. And Salem is a religious-based show. And by the way, I'm a Christ follower, too. Yeah. So I look at my show and I say, look, if you're a 13-year-old kid, I want you to listen to the show and, you know, and you would enjoy it. But you could enjoy the show and not – it wouldn't be Howard Stern or something like that. That's what I want. And I also respected the brand of Salem because it's a very Christian-oriented station. So that's why I did that show. By the way, while I'm talking about Barb, Barb is cancer-free, and she's back at work, and I couldn't be more excited. She had pancreatic cancer, and she beat it. She's cancer-free. So, Barb, welcome back. I hope you got the flowers. We are so happy for you. I could not be more happy. So that's a WGUL WLSS, folks. And I'm hopeful that we can do something together soon because we did a comedy event with the station years ago, and I'm hoping we can do something. So anyway, the weather. Grounding all these planes, it's got the northeast or whatever, you know, the typical storm, you know, the weather where it hits and it's freezing up there. It's not freezing in Phoenix. Now, if we were having a winter storm like that in Phoenix, maybe the weather freaks, I call them the farcists, the climate change farcists, would have something to say. They become a joke. See, because no matter what's going on in the world, there's weather that's changing. No matter what the weather, they say it's man's doing. Every year, we create weather records. It's either,
this is the lowest temperature we've registered on this day, or it's either the highest temperature we've registered on this day.
Somewhere in the country, oh, by the way, somewhere in the world, weather records are being set every single day. Amount of sunshine, amount of rainfall, heat, humidity, winds, dust, whatever. And it's been happening since the world formed. And these people want you to believe, it's a man that's doing it. Man is doing it, killing people. It's hotter than usual, colder. I live in Arizona now, and, you know, the temperature, I know it's going to be hot in the summer. And they'll go,
well, it's our lowest temperature ever on this day. It's 107.
Wow.
Ooh.
You know, whoa. Or let's say it's the lowest temperature. It's normally 107. And they go, it's 93.
Jeez, wonder what happened. What did man do?
Some dude, what, in China changed the thermostat? Farcists always say the same thing. You would think, based on these global alarmist farcists, that all the world could be Hawaii and we would still be this manageable ecosystem. They don't seem to get that in order for something to be cold here, there's got to be a warm front that comes in. In order to get rain, the cold and the warm has to combine and condense, etc. And in order for you to have that beautiful packed snow and veil where you own your $3 million condo, some precipitation has to fall. And here's what the real irony of it all is. They're the ones destroying the planet. Yeah. They're the biggest polluters, you name it, they're the worst. But they want you to pay for it. See, they make it their cause. What if I told? Don't make me tell you what I tell you about leftists. If they tell my cause, I'm for the environment. Go watch how they live. Oh, they'll separate their trash a little bit, but they'll be the biggest hogs of electricity and all this other stuff. Don't trust them as far as you can throw them. They are disingenuous liars. Call them farcists. That's what they are. But they call us alarmists. Global. We're the alarmists. We don't believe it. The deniers. They call us deniers. That's what they call us. We call them alarmists, but they call us deniers. I call them farces. Anyway, they're a joke. And you know what? That's why I talked about them. We got a lot more to talk about this hour. Trump haters, leniency for ISIS.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I know you've all been on pins and needles, and you're going, what for, Kevin? Yeah, no, you tell me. No, I'm going to tell you. You've been on pins and needles because you've been wondering, what's Jeff Flake up to? The senator from Arizona who retired. He retired because he was toast. He wasn't going to win anymore. What's Jeff Flake been up to? Well, let me tell you. President Trump no longer has to worry about Jeff Flake trying to become president. Whew, that was close. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Jeff Flake has decided that he will not pursue the presidency. I know, it's hard to believe. He's going to cut the president some slack. Anti-Trump. I'm talking about flaming anti-Trumpists. Says he's not going to challenge the president in 2020. He's opting for a contributor position with CBS instead. I've always said that I do hope there's a Republican who challenges President Trump, said Flake. That will not be me. Oh, geez. Bulletin, it won't be Jeff Flake. Come on, seriously? I mean, this is amazing to me. We wonder what's wrong with the party. Look, don't misunderstand me. There's a lot more wrong on the left. But when Jeff Flake actually believes that this is a big announcement, number one, CBS hires a flake. Surprise! Another leftist is now going to go into media? Well, congratulations. But the idea that this guy, I mean, I don't know who might have taken it seriously, but Jeff Flake running for president? Jeff Flake wouldn't even have won his Senate seat back, just to put this in perspective. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That's what you're listening to right now, The Kevin Jackson Show, and you can get a hold of us there. And where we talk about the flakes like this, we talk about the craziness. Look, this is the Republican Party that hasn't learned anything except, praise Jesus, we got rid of Jeff Flake. Now, we replaced him with, we replaced McCain and Flake, two of the nuttiest senators, Republican, supposed Republican senators on the planet, with Kyrsten Sinema, a vapid leftist, and a rhino named McSally, who we'll find out what she's about. But I do know this, she's a stooge of our governor, Ducey. We'll find out. Is she a flake or is she for real? We know Romney's a flake. He's already proving that. Flake admitted there isn't a path for a Trump challenger on the Republican side, but added, he's still hopeful for one. What's our problem? When you have a guy who rises to the level of Senate, a level of senator, and he doesn't recognize the greatness in a president that's actually getting things accomplished, and we think we're winning. You know when we'll know we're winning? When we are kicking the crap out of the rhinos in our party and changing the which I think we are. We're starting to. I don't want to be sound doom and gloom because it's not. We are starting to. Getting rid of Paul Ryan was one of the best things politically we could have ever done as Republicans. Getting rid of Paul Ryan. I want you to think about that. Paul Ryan was the weakest dude we've ever had as speaker. And I mean, we've had some bad ones. He's the weakest. And he's gone. And let me tell you, a guy his age getting out of politics, I'd like to know the backstory behind that. There's got to be something. And for the record, Paul Ryan's wife is a card-carrying leftist of the highest order. Let me just put it to you this way, guys. I don't care what anybody tells you. It's a woman's world. And if his wife is a card-carrying member of the left, you can be guaranteed that he's a leftist. Now, if his wife were a conservative and he were a leftist, it would be okay. It would be the Magdalene Carville deal. But if the woman is a leftist, you can be guaranteed almost. I'm talking about high percentage. Over 90%. You can be guaranteed the man is a leftist. I had a friend of mine, he's a cop, acquaintance. He says to me, yeah, Kevin, he goes, my wife was anti-cop and all this, and I'm thinking he had brought his daughter to see the movie, Bleeding Blue. And I went, your wife is anti-cop? He goes, no, I'm sorry, my ex-wife. And I went, oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. You can't be no strong conservative dude who's a pro-cop, you know, pro-capitalism, pro-military and all, and be married to some vegan-y, no, that does not work. But Ryan's married to a Hillary Clinton supporter. While we're on the subject, there is no such thing as a leftist man. Okay? There are leftist eunuchs, but there are no leftist men. I don't care how big and bad they think they are. There's no such thing as a leftist man. Oh, Kevin, we're just more evolved, you know. Whatever. Say what you want. You're a bunch of pansies is what you are. Led around by, I don't know, your progesterone. Isn't that what it's called? Yeah, progesterone. That's what women have, that chemical. They're a bunch of girly men. And Flake is one. McCain, so glad he's gone. Not dead, but I'm glad he's gone from the Senate. That was the only way to get rid of him, but so be it. So be it! But now Jeff Flake, whew! We can rest assured he will not be president of the United States. Jeff Flake's career in politics is over. And I'm going to make a prediction. Jeff Flake won't last a year at CBS in politics. Well, here's the deal. When they say he was hired, I'm guessing he's a contributor. He's not going to have a show or something. There's no way this guy could carry a show. He'll come on and he'll smile and he'll say anti-Trump stuff, and that's going to keep him around for the next 6 years. But outside of that, the dude will be toast. Because he's milk toast. He was a crappy senator. His son, I don't know if you guys know this, his son killed a bunch of dogs in St. Louis, in Phoenix. The dogs got sick, and there was a cover up. And I think that was his son, right? It was either that or drugs. His kids are in bad shape. Not surprised. He probably raised them like a bunch of leftists. I don't wish anything bad on him. Here's what he said. The RNC and the president's campaign are now melded. They're trying to do anything they can to squelch any opposition. I still hope that some, and some are still talking about it, do run. I think that's healthy. I'm not a fan of this president, but that won't be me. Here's the deal. The Democrats, as bad as Barack Obama was in 2012, he had no challengers. He should have. If they were smart, they would have challenged him, and quite frankly, they would have gotten rid of him. Now, nobody was going to do it because it was political suicide. Black folks would have revolted and the whole deal. But the Republicans, guys like Flake, I hope somebody challenges the president. I want you to compare the records of Donald Trump and Barack Obama and tell me you would be wishing that somebody challenged Barack Obama if he had the 2-year record of Donald Trump. Only a moron would say something so stupid. And of course, that's why they call the man a flake. We elected a flake.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is still saying that there's a possibility that he could declare a national emergency on the U.S.-Mexico border. At the White House today, President Trump said he would wait to see, though, what Congress can do first.
On February 15th, the committee will come back, and if they don't have a wall, I don't even want to waste my time reading what they have.
And as far as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying there will be no border funding?
She's just playing games. So if there's no wall, it doesn't work.
The extreme weather across the Midwest is now responsible for at least 10 deaths. Forecasters say temperatures will begin to warm up gradually over the next 24 to 36 hours, but for these folks, that's not soon enough.
The wind chill's probably the worst of it.
And it's like hard to take a breath in. It's affecting my lungs a little bit.
That audio courtesy of ABC 7 Television in Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Speaking of flakes, the Jeff Flakes of the world, the John McCain's of the world, the turncoat rhino Republicans that will never help you in a million years, the guys that will forget your name is just quick. There's a bunch of them out there. It's not just Flake. See, the president, Donald Trump, has done us a wonderful favor, and he's used his magic wand, and he started cleaning up government. He's undone many of the treasonous acts of Barack Obama, and that's just for starters. I mean, when we've gone through things that he's done to help the healthcare system. Obviously, he's looking at immigration, illegal immigration as an issue, and the immigration system as a whole. Border security. Security of the United States as a whole as it relates to terrorism, our trade deals, our economy, inspiring capitalist behavior, housing starts, unemployment is at the all-time low. I mean, there's hardly a segment of this society that hasn't been positively impacted by President Trump. Hardly a segment. And so we've got a president who really cares. He's done an amazing job, and he's managed to also do this, rid government of many of the congressmen and senators that I talked about in a previous segment, these flakes, Jeff Flake included, and most of them, get this, they term limited themselves. That's what's really interesting. They got rid of themselves. They just said, I'm done. Ooh, I'm out of here. But while Trump caused the mass exodus of these swamp rat politicos, he also created a new and improved version of political frauds, and it's our responsibility to weed through these folks. So we did a piece on three of these fakes in Kansas who ran as Republicans, and then they switched parties. Three women. You got to read the piece, but what I wrote at the time was taking a page from the old LaRouche movement tactic. Three female Kansas state lawmakers ran as Republicans to get elected in heavily Republican districts. But soon after the races were certified, guess what they did? They switched parties to become Democrats in the state legislature. We called them out, gave you their names. I'm going to make sure those women don't win again. There are certain ones that you just have to make you got to say, okay, we're going to get you. And these are the ones we're going to get. So next election cycle, I'm going to be involved in those. Even though they're, statewide races for Kansas, let's go make our power felt. Power of the people. in Arizona, we got Kyrsten Sinema. She ran as a moderate. And in reality, she's a radical leftist, as radical as they came, but every commercial she ran, she had her military brother, she talked about how she helped veterans, every message was about how I'm a centrist. You know, there are things I agree with the president on, but and there are things that I don't. And where I agree, I'm going to vote with him. And until they started really showcasing how radical she was a shoo-in. The fact that McSally made that race even close was really a tribute to some degree. Now, she could have done more. McSally is a cold fish, man. She is not a people person. Ex-fighter pilot. Could have used that to her advantage in many ways. But just a cold fish. But see, the problem, folks, for us is not just with these Republican frauds who switch and or the Democrat frauds. We have among us those who claim that they are openly Republican, but what do? They behave as Democrats openly. I'm talking to John McCain's. I'm talking to Jeff Flake's. Now, those two are gone. But that's not the end of our problem. We got a chance to review the names on Donald Trump's compromise spending bill. And you simply can't compromise more than Trump did when he was talking about keeping the government open. And all he wanted was $5.7 billion for border wall funding. And he's been asking for this since day one. It isn't anything new. And what did he offer in return? A 3-year extension on DACA, which the Democrats want. Yeah, this is for illegal aliens, the children of illegal aliens, and they want a temporary protective status, what they call TPS, for the people who are here. A 3-year extension for the Congress to be able to do something about it. The Democrats offered an alternative bill that didn't provide the funding. The one thing that Trump has been clear about that he will not, you know, he's not going to negotiate on, he wants the funding. They wanted the president to fund the government through February 15th, but without his money, it failed for obvious reasons. For spending bills to pass, just so you guys are aware, it requires 60 senators. With the GOP, we've got 53 Senate seats. 7 Democrats would have to join the Republicans for any spending measure to pass, and that's if we get every one of our Republicans to vote. But on the time of the vote, when they were voting on that particular bill, 6 Republicans voted against Trump and backed Chuck Schumer's plan. And this list shouldn't shock any of you, but here it is. Mitt Romney, Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, Susan Collins of Maine, Cory Gardner of Colorado, Johnny Isaacson of Georgia, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. For all intents and purposes, you can take these people off the Republican list and just make them leftist. They're anti-Trumpers. Certainly Romney is. This list doesn't change. The only thing that's changed on this list is the fact that John McCain is dead and Jeff Flake is left the government. Or those two names would be on the list. They don't need to add Kyrsten Sinema because she's already a Democrat, and we've added Mitt Romney. That's where we are. He's the new John McCain of the Senate. Now, the New York Times asked a few questions about Romney. They said, Mitt Romney, the incoming senator from Utah and former Republican presidential nominee, revived his rivalry with President Trump with an op-ed essay in the Washington Post in which he said Mr. Trump is, quote, not risen to the mantle of the office. I find this unbelievable that Mitt Romney would say something so stupid. But then again, I'm beginning to understand Mitt Romney. For him to make that comment shows how deranged he still is. My professional opinion of Romney, and I've been around a lot of people, is he's jealous of Trump. And let me tell you why. See, Mitt Romney has the look. He's got the pedigree. He's done it by the book. And here comes Donald Trump, as boorish and as brash as they come, and he just completely went around him. Think about Mitt Romney. This guy he lived in Massachusetts. You couldn't ask for a better life. Rich kid, starts baying cattle, makes a lot of money, runs for governor, wins. Then becomes the belle of the ball. It was Reagan-esque. He was the next guy to be president of the United States, and he got his butt kicked because he didn't want to fight. And then here comes this upstart ingenue, never held political office, and what does he do? He becomes president. That's why I say Romney's jealous. And Trump has more than risen to the mantle of the presidency in every way. America hasn't been more powerful in the world than we are at this very moment. And it's not because of the refurbished Trumpian military, but more so because of our refurbished Trumpian economy. And Romney knows how well President Trump has performed, but he remains stuck on style. I'm using my finger quotes, style. See, this is why, I'm using my finger quotes again, Republicans like Romney don't win in the end. Because even when they win, they find out how to lose. They still figure out how to lose. The article continues. Days before joining a Republican-controlled Senate and the 2020 presidential race begins to take form, Mr. Romney issued a pointed critique of the president's character. With this nation so divided and resentful and angry, presidential leadership and qualities of character is indispensable. And this is in this. So he's saying he doesn't have any character. He's not able. Let me tell you what defines character. What defines character is you say, I'm going to do something. You make a promise and a commitment and you do it. It's not how you look. It's not how good your words sound in front of people. Romney's going to befall the fate of Bill Kristol, George Will, Jonah Goldberg, all these anti-Trumpers and never-Trumpers. It's just a matter of time. I'm telling you, folks, he will never be president of the United States. The president threw Romney an olive branch early on, invited him for a post-primary loss meeting, and maybe it was a post-election meeting, I don't remember. And yet, Romney remains butthurt. The president tweeted this. Question will be, is he a flake? I won big and he didn't. He should be happy for all Republicans. Be a team player and win. But what's funny, the Times speculated that Romney would be a presidential candidate in 2020. Mr. Romney, a two-time presidential hopeful, is he signaling he might want to try to challenge the president in the 2020 primary? I hope he does, because I'd love to see him get his butt kicked again and have to take those bruises back to the Senate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You always know when you're dealing with a leftist, and here's why. They put whatever their personal truth is over people, over principle. So, if they believe in gun control, the gun, you know, getting rid of the gun is more important than any protection you may get from it or whatever. It's their belief is supersedes anything you do. And that's the way you can look at it. It's an easy way to determine if you're dealing with a leftist. If you were to say to me, you know, if I said to you, I'm for gun control. But if you said to me, but yeah, Kevin, my gun can protect my family. I'd go, yeah, I understand that. So, and I understand your point of view on it. So, you know what? If it's going to protect your family, You know, you should have a gun, but you should be responsible. Don't you think at least we could deal with responsible? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we would figure out a way, because you could convince me that protecting your family, Kevin, how is my daughter going to protect herself? I'd go, oh, you're right. You know? And so I'm willing to go to concede my point of view to you. I'll use abortion as an example. If a woman says to me, Kevin, I don't want to carry a baby this Sunday, I'll go, look, at the end of the day, it's not my decision for you to make. I just want you to understand that it is killing a child. I'm sure there's – I watched the – what was it called? Quigley Down Under. And the girl that played his – it ended up being his girlfriend at the end. She killed her baby because it was crying so loud, and it would have alerted people that were trying to kill her and her husband to where they were. So she smothered the baby, and she regretted it the entire time. But there's not a person that watched that film that went, I can't believe she killed her baby. I don't believe. It's just awful. You go, wow. It's a horrible thing for a mom to have to do in order to survive. But I get it. See, we're reasonable people. I'm not saying killing a baby is a good thing. I'm not Kevin's a baby killer. No. I'm saying I understand the circumstances that she killed that child. I get it. So that's the way we are. We're reasonable. We go, okay, it's saving somebody's life. It's doing something that they had to make a very difficult decision. Da, 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 da. But leftists don't do that. Oh, no, no, no. Whatever they believe supersedes your life, the lives of millions. It doesn't matter. They want what they want when they want it. And they don't care what you think about it. And this vegan bride has infuriated social media users after revealing she banned her meat-eating relatives from her wedding. The Aussie woman took to a vegan group on Facebook looking for support. But she got a rude awakening when her fellow meat-free members slammed her for her, what they're calling, a controversial decision. It wasn't controversial. It was wrong. While many supported her decision to have a vegan menu at her wedding, people were angry at how she was treating her family, whom she labeled murderers, over their choice of diet. Understand, when I talk about the craziness of leftism, you're a murderer when you kill an animal, which, by the way, God gave you dominion over the animals. Gave man dominion over the animals. Think about a dinosaur. Dinosaur, if man truly existed in the time of dinosaurs, how did man survive? Dinosaurs are pretty evil-looking creatures. They're pretty mean-spirited. And we survived. You want to know why? On intellect. We made dinosaurs our witches. Okay, I'll say that. We killed them and ate them. It was like, they're trying to kill us? Okay, let's kill them. And somebody said, you know what? Let's not let that meat go to waste. Let's go and eat these dudes. And the words got out with the dinosaurs, when you attack man, there better not be more than a couple of them, because man is going to figure out how to kill you. And we killed them and ate them and went, you know, this isn't too bad. Beats eating all that grass I've been eating all this time. But this woman banned her family over her choice of diet and called them murderers. Then she put this on Facebook. When your family, in quotes, tries to guilt trip you into letting them come to your fully vegan wedding, even though they're omnivores, the disgruntled Vego wrote, along with two laughing emojis. Just for some context, some family members were told they are not invited to my wedding because we don't want to host murderers. Our wedding is supposed to be one of the happiest days of our lives. So her menu made her happier than her family. I want you to understand that. Her menu made her happier than sharing that time with her family. How sick is that? She thinks her family was guilt-tripping her because she served a vegan meal. Look, I could go to your wedding. I'd eat a vegan meal. And I went to a vegan restaurant one time. One of my friends was like, Kevin, I eat vegan. Okay. I'm not going to argue with you. It's a one-time thing. By the way, I happen to like vegetables. I've eaten, let me tell you, I've eaten some vegetables sometimes that were so good that I went, dude, I could eat this. You know, I could eat this a lot. I've made the decision at one point, I was like, man, I've had vegetable meals where meat didn't even have to be in the menu. It was like, man, this is delicious. We got some gay friends that can cook some black-eyed peas and some greens like better than any black person I've ever met. But there's nothing I would do that would make me ban my family. Kevin, I'm anti-gun. Well, we're going to have guns at the wedding, but you're more than welcome to come. You know, whatever. There's nothing that holds me more near and dear, you know, that's more near and dear to me from a conviction standpoint. That's going to make me ban my family. And thankfully, these people are slamming her. Here's what one person wrote. As a vegan, this is messed up. You can't go around calling your family murderers. By the way, a vegan is just as big of a murderer as you are. Just because you can't hear the plant scream doesn't mean it ain't dying. You know what I'm saying? Another one wrote this. She's out of her mind. I'd be happy to cut her off of my life if I were the family, another said. One said this, I totally understand serving vegan food exclusively. That makes sense. But banning people and calling them murderers is just ridiculous. Look, folks, most of us carnivores, we're happy to be omnivores. We're happy to eat vegetables from time to time. We may mock and make a little fun of these people from time, you know. And I personally think vegans are the weirdest people on the planet. I really do. Vegetarians are okay. You know, they'll pick around and do things, and then they, I'll eat a little fish or chicken. What? I don't know the details. But a vegan, vegans are like the world. They talk about the religious right. Holy cow! The religious vegans are worse than any Bible thumper I've ever seen. Holy Toledo, deal with them. One of my friends, he said to me, he goes, I said something like, he used to live in California. I said, yeah, man, so you left California. I said, you got away from them crazy leftists. He said, yeah, and the vegans. I swear, that's what he said, and the vegans. He said it instantaneously. And I went, yep, they're the crazy bunch. And this lady proves it. You don't want your family at your wedding because they eat meat and you don't. And you're serving. It isn't like somebody said, well, I'll come if you let me bring my meat. You know, none of them omnivores, a.k.a. mostly carnivores, said, I'll come to your wedding, but you're going to let me bring my steak. I'm going to pack my own lunch. They were like, no problem. It's your day, girl. But this girl is crazy. I know it seems like I'm taking a lot out of this, but this is ridiculous. Going on, they said many called her decision unreasonable, saying that even meat-eating family would respect and most likely enjoy the vegan offerings. See, that's my thing. There's a chance for you to grow, to let other people see it. Like I said, my friend goes, I eat vegan. I said, and my attitude was, okay. I'm not going to argue with you. It's a lot tougher for you to find things to eat at a restaurant I go to. So let's go to your restaurant. We went there. It's not a place I would eat every day, but it was interesting. And good thing is I don't even remember who it was, to be honest with you. But at the time, my friend, I was like, when I say that it was a learning experience, it was finding out that she's not as weird as I thought she was or whatever. But it was a good thing. For everybody to just kind of get out of their comfort zone for just a bit. So she has an opportunity. This girl has an opportunity to teach her family. And she doesn't do it. One said this. My cousin had a perfectly delicious vegan buffet at her wedding, and all the carnivores had a great time, too. Another wrote this. This would have been a great way for her to show off her vegan lifestyle and prove the food is delicious. See, that's the thing. An opportunity to learn gone run amok because of vegans.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.